kind of two pieces to the aggravated domestic statute, in my estimation. First off, we've got to have serious bodily injury. Well, that state's got that hands down. And the state's got it hands down from several different mechanisms. She still looks up and sees stars. She got a broken part of her eye. Bone was broken, so the court doesn't think that was an issue. But the court believes that the recklessness standard needs to be used to correlate the nature of the conduct with the resultant injury. And so the court does not find the state's proof that the distances in the car were relatively small, a little car, although the court notes that Mr. Bathlon is a professional athlete and a person of considerable strength. The court does not find that there was a sufficient room to wind up, nor does the court find there's a description of a wind up. The court does think that he punched her, because I don't think that the strike would have broken, a flat hand wouldn't have done this damage. But the court doesn't think that it would have been clear enough to a reasonable person that the strike, for what it was, would have had this kind of consequence. And I think the state would have to prove that. There was one, and to digress, maybe to make the point, I had a case some period of time ago. It was a locker room case. Somebody snapped a towel and hit somebody else. It was a boys' locker room. Somebody snapped a towel, hit somebody else where you don't want to be hit. And that caused massive edema and swelling. And the court just couldn't conclude that that would rise to an aggravated situation because it would not have been sufficiently foreseeable. And here you have to have a disregard of a substantial and unjustifiable risk of that particular injury. This would have been sufficient to support, though, a substantial and unjustifiable risk of pain and injury. And the parties had the sufficient relationship between the two of them to qualify as domestic. The court does find that there was a domestic assault here. The court does not find there was an aggravated domestic assault. You can't simply look at the outcome and get to the aggravated nature. And I've seen this, what I believe to be that mistake made repeatedly in many courts. So that's the court's decision. So the court does find you guilty of count one and acquits you on count two. So we'll come back and deal with sentencing at a later date. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.